Typically, the Christ candle is lit on Christmas Eve.
普遍上基督烛光是在圣诞节前夕点燃的。
But we usually have our Christmas program before Christmas Eve.
我们教会通常会有我们的那个庆典在圣诞节之前举行。
And so we thought it was most appropriate to do it after Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
所以我们觉得在圣诞前夕或圣诞节过后点燃这一个蜡烛。
But it's okay to do it now because we're actually in the season of Christmas.
是正当的，因为我们现在正处于圣诞的季节里。
Maybe you've heard of the song "The 12 Days of Christmas."
可能你听过《十二天的圣诞》这一首歌。
In the song, it talks about the giving of 5 golden rings and a partridge in a pear tree.
在歌曲里面我们听到就是把五个戒指和
and a partridge in a tree.
一棵树的，就是歌词。
And today is actually the 5th day of Christmas.
今天是圣诞季节的第五天。
And so we celebrate Christ during this Christmas season.
因此，我们也来到这里一起庆祝基督的诞生。
Now, in my neighborhood, a lot of people put lights up.
在我的社区里，有很多人将这种圣诞的灯饰挂上。
My family and I put up lights, but it's not anywhere near this nice.
我们的家也是有放，但是并没有这么的华丽。
But our church has a Facebook message board.
我们的教会有在面子书上有一个信息板。
And what has often happened is on January 2nd, someone will complain on the board, why haven't people taken their lights down?
我们常常会在就是一月以后在那个信息板上会看到很多人会就是写问为什么很多人还没有把这个圣诞的灯饰拿下。
They'll say Christmas was so last year, we have to move on to the new year.
他们会说圣诞已经是去年的事情，我们应该要往前看了。
And then I'll usually reply saying, well, the 12 days of Christmas aren't the days before Christmas, but the days after Christmas.
而我常常就会辩解，就是十二天的圣诞不是在圣诞节之前，而是在圣诞节之后开始庆祝的。
And so you can actually keep your lights up until the 5th of January.
所以其实你可以把你的灯饰继续挂着，直到一月五号为止。
And then the 6th of January, at least in South American culture, is a big celebration.
一月六号呢，在哪？就是美国的南部是一个很大的庆典。
It celebrates the wise men. It's called the Feast of the Three Kings.
他们庆祝三个王的圣典。
And so Christmas just continues on for longer than we typically think in American culture.
所以圣诞节在美国的文化里是还要更长的。
But I think that it's okay to continue to remember what Christ has done during this season and even beyond.
而我觉得我们更加应当在这个季节继续的纪念神为我们所做的事情。
Because we ultimately celebrate and remember the good news that for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son.
因为我们知道神爱世人，而赐下他唯一的独生子，为了救赎我们。
And that through Him we can receive eternal life.
而通过这样，我们得到永生。
And so today we're going to reflect on this great truth.
所以今天我们要来阅读这一篇经文。
Of the birth of Christ and His incarnation.
来回顾神基督的诞生，还有他的就是
重生。And as we seek to remember all that God has done in our lives.
我们要纪念耶稣基督在一生中为我们所做的事情。
And as we seek to live out that truth as instruments of God's mercy and grace in the world.
而将这个爱和恩典活出来。
And so we'll read first in English, and you can follow along with me, and then we'll follow after that reading in Chinese together. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel, that He has granted them according to His compassion, according to the abundance of His steadfast love. For He said, They are my people, children who will not deal falsely. And he became their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
以赛亚书六十三章七到九节说道：我要照耶和华一切所赐给我们的，提起他的慈爱和美德，并他向以色列家所施的大恩。这恩是照他的怜悯和丰盛的慈爱赐给他们的。他说：他们诚然是我的百姓，不行虚假的子民，这样他就做了他们的救主。他们在一切苦难中，他也同受苦难，并且他面前的使者拯救他们。他以慈爱和怜悯救赎他们，在古时的日子常抱他们，怀抱他们。
This passage that we're looking at today is from Isaiah 63.
我们今天看到的这则经文是从以赛亚书而出。
And it is from the prophet Isaiah.
是以赛亚先知所写的。
Who is the son of Amoz.
他是亚摩斯的儿子。
There are several Isaiahs in the Bible, and so the one that's the prophet is this the son of this Amoz.
在圣经中，我们有看见几位以赛亚，而这位以赛亚是亚摩斯的儿子，是位先知。
Isaiah ministered from about 740 BC to 680 BC.
他在主前740到680年间作为一个先知而服事。
For about 20 years, the first 20 years of his ministry, he encouraged and he prophesied to both the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel.
他长达二十多年向北边的以色列王国以及南边的犹大王国传达预言和鼓励他们。
But in about 722 BC, the Assyrians took the northern kingdom of Israel into captivity.
在主前722年的时候，以色列败给亚述人。
And so Isaiah then continued to prophesy to then the southern kingdom of Judah.
而以赛亚也持续地向南边的犹大王国传达预言。
And as we reflect on these words of Isaiah, the first thing that we see is that we are to remember God's love.
在我们阅读以赛亚的这些经文的时候，我们也应当来纪念神的爱。
And this basically was a poem or a song.
这可以说是一个诗篇。
That was given by a person who was taken captivity.
是一位被拘留的流放者所写的。
One who was in exile.
被流放的人写的。
And in spite of their difficulties.They proclaim, I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord.
虽然他们当时经历了很多苦难，但他还是写道，我要照耶和华一切所赐给我们的，提起他的慈爱和美德。
And it's hard to imagine even what it would be like to have been taken into captivity.
我们在今天的时代很难想象被敌国占领和拘留的这一个状况。
This particular tablet was found in an archaeological dig in Israel.
考古学家在以色列挖到了这一块石头。
And it depicts the people of God being taken into captivity with one of the soldiers at the rear.
它上面所刻画的是当时被拘留的人民，后面的那位则是一位士兵。
And so not only was it bad enough that your country was conquered,
他们那当时不但国家被敌国占领了。
But the practice at the time was to take the people out of their country and relocate them into the country that did the conquering.
还被强制离开他们自己的家园，而移居到另外一个国家。
So in this case, it was Assyria who did the conquering, and they relocated the people.
在这个状况里，叙利亚占领了这个土地，然后过后迁离了这些人民。
And they did this because they wanted to disperse the power.
他们这样做是因为要展现他们的权力。
They didn't want them to gain strength through the leadership in their home countries.
他们不要这些人民聚集在一起而有了领导能力。
And in being dispersed, it would be much less likely for them to mount a counterattack.
而要散开他们。
But this would have been quite not only disruptive, but you can imagine you're basically now a refugee in a foreign land.
但是你想象一下，当时这些人就处于一个逃难的状态。
And as we go on in the psalm, if we, in this song that's part of this prophet of Isaiah, we can see many of the difficulties that this songwriter had endured.
如果你继续看这一篇经文的话，你会读到就是这一位被以色列流放的流放者，他所经历过的很多苦难。
In verse 9, he talks about being afflicted.
在第九节的时候，他述说他自己的悲痛。
In verse 10, he speaks of being opposed.
在第十节，他说到他们如何被对抗。
Not by a foreign power, but by God.
是被神背叛。
Because the people rebelled against the Lord.
因为人们已经不相信神了。
And in verse 18, it talks about persecution.
在第十八节，他说到他们备受迫害。
And how this foreign power went into the temple of God and destroyed it.
这一个占领的力量把神的殿也糟蹋了。
And in verse 19, he speaks of being forsaken.
在第十九节，他说到被遗弃的感觉。
Being like those who weren't even the people of God.
感受到自己已不再是神的子民。
And so it was a very depressing, disheartened situation to be in.
这是一个非常让人压抑、忧郁的状况。
But nevertheless, the one in exile is proclaiming the goodness of God.
虽然如此，这位流放者他还是纪念着神的好、神的美。
Remembering God's great goodness to the house of Israel.
纪念神对以色列所做的好事。
Remembering God's compassion.
纪念神的慈爱。
Remembering His steadfast love.
纪念他的爱。
This is a picture of my hometown, Milwaukee.
这是我家乡密尔沃基的照片。
And it's a picture of Milwaukee is on Lake Michigan.
密尔沃基是在密西根州里。
And I remember my early working days when I lived there. There was actually a period of about maybe 7 days at least, a whole week, where the town was fogged in.
我记得我刚开始工作的时候，那时候有一阵子是一整个星期七天，每一天那个城市里都充满了雾气。
And I must say that it just really got depressing.
这个天气真的让人心情很低落。
I mean, every day it was just fog, fog, and more fog.
每一天，不管你去到哪里，都会看到雾气。
It was like it would never end.
好像不会终止一样。
And it really would get me and others down.
这让我还有其他人的心情都很低落。
And though things like weather can impact our mood.
虽然天气这种状况会能够影响到我们的心情。
Most of us and many are burdened and weighed down by things far greater than weather.
但是我们很多时候在生活中也有很多更大的事情让我们心情低落。
Perhaps depression.
可能是忧郁。
Or chronic illness.
疾病。
Or financial difficulties.
经济压力。
Or relational difficulties,
或是人事关系等。
All of us, all of these things can just kind of weigh on us and get us down.
这些东西都会让我们感到沉重而心情低落。
And perhaps even depressed.
可能会陷入忧郁症。
But when we look at this psalmist, we see that rather than just dwelling on the negative, they turn it around and give praise to God.
但我们看到这一位流放者，他并没有专注在负面的事情上，而是转头仰望神。
They remember the goodness of the Lord even in spite of their negative circumstances.
不管在怎样的状况里，他时时刻刻纪念着神对他的爱。
And this can also be a very countercultural thing to do.
虽然这在当时可能是一个很反文化的事情。
Because I think in our nature we like to probably often complain.
人类我们的本质就是很喜欢抱怨。
Or wallow in our misery.
或就是陷在低落的情绪里。
But the psalmist here is encouraging us to give thanks.
但是这位流放者他在鼓励我们要时时感恩。
And to remember God's great deeds on our behalf.
来记着神在我们的生命中所做下的好事还有恩典。
And as we move on in the passage, I think one of the reasons why this exile, this psalmist, was praising God was because they understood God's nature.
而我们接下去看会知道，为什么这位流放者他能够这么的向神感恩呢？是因为他能够了解神的本质。
Unfortunately, many people have a lot of misconceptions about God.
在这个时代里，很多人对神都有很大的误解。
The philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche,
有一位文学家说
had written, "God is dead. He remains dead, and we have killed him."
神已经死了，而他仍然是死的，是我们把他杀死的。
And he's basically saying, now that we live in the modern age, now that we embrace science, that we're enlightened people, we have no need for God.
而他其实在说的就是，在这个科技发达的时代，我们依赖着科学，根本就不需要神了。
In fact, we know from our reason that there never was a God.
而我们在理论上知道从来都没有神这一回事。
But I did read one other quote that said something to the effect that as Nietzsche proclaimed that God is dead.
而我在另外一篇文章里读到这位文学家他说神是死的。
But in Nietzsche's passing, God has proclaimed Nietzsche dead.
而在这位文学家死去的时候，神也宣称他是死的。
And so ultimately, the philosopher will have met his maker.
所以到最后，这位文学家可能也遇见了创造他的那一位神。
And I believe proven very wrong.
我相信他已经被证实是错误的。
But other people, when they face trials, don't just deny the existence of God, but they wonder how can a good God allow suffering and evil.
而有很多人他们在面对困难的时候，他们不只是去抱怨，他们也会问，就是一位好的神怎么可能会容忍人们有这样的折磨和苦难呢？
And oftentimes this question is posed when suffering hits them personally.
很多时候他们会在就是有个人上的困难的时候会这样问
How could God allow this loved one of mine to die?
为什么神会让我最亲爱的人死去
How can God allow this illness or this trial in my life?
为什么上帝会就是让这样的疾病和这样的苦痛降临于我身上
And ultimately, this is an important question to address.
这是一个很重要需要被解释的问题。
And we don't really have time to go into all the answers today.
我们今天并没有时间去一一解答。
But suffice to say, God is real.
但是最重要的是神是真实的。
And God is active in the world and in people's lives.
神在我们的生命在这世界上是活跃的。
And indeed seeks to make a difference in the lives of people and give them comfort and hope even in the midst of their suffering.
也在人们的苦难中寻求让他们改变转变。
And ultimately, this exile realized that God in the midst of suffering cares.
这位流放者在他所写的这一个经文当中也说到。
And he goes to say that he, God, became their savior.
神成为了我们的救主。
And in all their affliction, he was afflicted.
在他们一切苦难当中，他也同受苦难。
And so it's not only God expressing his love and concern for people in their distress.
神不但在人遇到困难当中，表达他的爱和关爱。
But that God intimately understands the affliction and distress of people.
神也同样的与我们同在，在一个同样的苦难当中。
Because he in fact understands and has been afflicted.
因为他了解，他也同受苦难。
And this we know through our Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们由耶稣基督身上得知这一件事情。
Who bore the agony of beatings.
因为他承受了被鞭打的苦痛
，and carrying his cross on the road to be executed at the cross，
背负着十字架上山
，he understood our afflictions，
他明白我们的痛苦
And we see this in Hebrews 4:15 and 16.
我们在希伯来书第四章十五到十六节看到。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也在各方面受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做及时的帮助。
So it's not that God just sympathizes with us in our pain.
神不但怜悯我们的痛苦，
but God truly empathizes with us because he went through similar pain or even worse.
他也与我们同受苦难，因为他所承受的比我们所承受的还要大，还要苦。
And in this we are called to draw near to the throne of grace.
而因此我们应当来到他的宝座前。
To knock, to not, withdraw from God or turn the other direction in our pain, but to draw near to him.
而不是在苦难中背向他，远离他，而是依靠他，仰赖他。
To rely on him,
去依靠他,
to pray to him,
向他祷告。
And in doing so, we ask for Christ's salvation.
而在我们这么做的时候，我们正接受基督的救赎。
And this psalmist, this exile says, In their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them.
而这位流放者他说到在他的苦难当中、并且他面前的使者拯救他们他以慈爱和怜悯救赎他们
We see here God's great salvation.
在这里我们能看见神伟大的救赎
In spite of the fact that they were afflicted because of their disobedience,
当时人们所受的痛苦是来自于对神的不服从
He nevertheless acts on their behalf and becomes their savior.
但是神却为他们行事，并且成为他们的救主。
And we all suffer the same fate.
我们也有着同样的痛苦。
Separation from God.
因为与神分离了。
And we see that in Isaiah 53:6, where Isaiah says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."
在以赛亚书五十三章六节说到：“我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。”
Many scholars believe that this phrase, "the angel of his presence saved them,"
很多学者相信他面前的使者拯救他们的这一句经文
refers to Jesus as the Messiah，
指的是耶稣这位弥赛亚。
Because it says that it by his love and pity he saved Israel.
因为他以他的爱和怜悯救了以色列。
And we know that a created being such as an angel cannot save people.
我们知道创造出来的天使是不能救赎人类的。
And when it speaks of the angel of his presence,
而他面前的使者这一句,
it literally means of his face.
就是说他的面。
And we recognize people, of course, by their face.
我们以面相来认出人。
And here it's talking about literally the face of God.
而这一个面就是神的同在。
And then finally, the Messiah is known as God's messenger of the covenant.
弥赛亚在马拉基书里也称为立约的使者。
And we behold his coming.
而我们要仰慕他的来到。
The Messiah is the anointed one.
弥赛亚是受膏者。
Who is our King and our Deliverer?
他将成为我们的王和交付者。
And the people of Israel were looking for a political savior. A political savior.
他们当时正在寻找一位政治上的救赎者。
To save them from Roman occupation.
把他们从罗马的占领当中救赎出来。
But yet, when we read the New Testament, we see that Christ came not to save us.From our political distress, but came to bring salvation to our souls.
但在新约里面，我们看到耶稣基督他来到，并不是将我们从政治的苦难当中拯救出来，而是拯救人们的灵魂。
To enable us to be reconciled to God.
来让我们与神更亲近。
And this is what Paul said in his letter to Timothy.
保罗在写给提摩太的信里说道。
The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost.
这话可信，值得完全接受。基督耶稣到世上来是要拯救罪人，而在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
And here we see the Apostle Paul, whom we look at rightfully as a father of our faith.
我们看见保罗是我们信心的之父。
A father of the church.
教会之父。
And yet he called himself the foremost of sinners.
但他却说他是罪人中的罪魁。
And I think that when we look at our own lives, we can probably have some of the same realization.
所以当我们在回顾我们的生命中，可能我们也会有同样的发现。
That indeed we are with Paul among the foremost of sinners.
可能我们也像保罗一样，是罪人中的罪魁。
But Christ calls us to himself.
但耶稣基督呼召我们。
As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
我们寻求他而成为他的子民。
And I'm sure that many of you have much more dramatic stories than I have.
我相信你们的生活中一定有比我的故事更加戏剧化的。
Because I grew up in the church.
因为我在教会中长大。
But in spite of my attending church for many years, I didn't really understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with God.
虽然我在教会中长大，但我其实很长时间并没有明白与神有亲近关系是怎么一回事。
I was part of the Catholic Church, and in the Catholic Church, there's a lot of formality.
我当时出席天主教会，而天主教会里有很多正式的形式。
And it can actually be quite meaningful.
他们其实是很有意义的形式。
And I think I did learn a lot about God through that.
我也通过那些而学习到了神同在。
But my perception of God was that he was a distant God, a distant father.
但我当时对神的认知就是他是一个离我很遥远，一个就是被崇拜的神。
But as I got involved in Bible study when I was in college, my eyes opened to the scripture.
但当我在上大学的时候出席查经小组的时候，我就发现到原来我对神是有很多所不知道的事情。
And I saw that God wanted to have an intimate relationship with me.
我看见神原来是想要与我有一个亲近关系的神。
Indeed, he wanted to be called friend.
他要称为我的朋友。
And so at that point, I gave my life to the Lord and began to follow him in a very personal way.
所以在那个时候，我就决定要将我的生命交托给他。
And I can say that my life was truly changed.
而我的生命因此有很大的改变。
And like I said, that's actually probably kind of a boring story.
这可能是对你们来说是一个很沉闷的故事。
And I've heard much more dramatic stories.
我也听过在你们当中有更加戏剧化、更大转折的故事。
But no matter what our story is, we can praise God because he has proclaimed to us, he has given to us his great salvation.
但不管我们的故事是什么，我们都应当来称颂他、赞美他，因为他已经将最好的赐给我们。
That indeed God so loved the world.
神那么爱世人。
That whomever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
任何相信他的人应当得到永生。
And that's why we're here today celebrating and remembering the eternal life that God has given each one of us.
我们也因着这一个原因在这里来崇拜他、赞美他。
And so how do we live this out?
那我们要怎么把这样东西活出来呢？
Well, as we move on in our passage, it says, in his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
而我们之前也看到神的伟大的爱，他的怜悯和救赎，并且他在古时的日子也常常抱着他们，怀抱他们。
And when we look at this phrase, all the days of old, it is explained later on in this passage.
我们看到古时的日子这一段的时候，我们也想起一段经文。
And the psalmist is actually remembering the Exodus.
这位流放者可能当时想起了出埃及记。
God's bringing his people out of Egypt.
神将他的子民带出埃及。
And ultimately into the promised land.
而走入应许之地。
in a sense, escaping from one of the great superpowers of the world at the time.
逃离了当时很大的一个掌权者。
And not just leaving with a fighting force, but leaving with people, men, women, and children, crossing ultimately the Red Sea.
带着他的子民们越过红海。
And ultimately crossing into the land that they were to be given.
而走入了神应许给他们的地方。
And so this exile was remembering God's love.
这位祷告的流放者，他在纪念着神伟大的爱。
And remembering that God was seeking to use His people as an instrument in the world.
也纪念着神要用他的子民来当他的器皿。
And I think that's a lesson that we can learn today.
这是我们应当学习的。
To remember God's love and to seek to be an instrument of His grace.
来时时刻刻纪念神对我们的爱，并且也要当他的器皿。
And we see that as the people of God were ready to enter the promised land.
我们看到当他的人民们走入应许之地的时候。
After miraculously crossing the Jordan River as they did the Red Sea on dry land.
他们奇迹般的越过约旦河，还有红海。
Joshua proclaimed,
约书亚说道
，That all the people of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty.
要使地上万民的知道耶和华的手大有能力。
That you may fear the Lord your God forever.
也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
And so as we reflect on God's saving work of salvation through Jesus Christ.
今天我们在反省阅读神如何把耶稣赐下来救赎我们的时候。
We keep in mind that God wishes to use us, His people.
我们也要记着神要用我们这些他的子民。
And His church.
还有他的教会。
To reflect God's love in the world.
来在这世界上宣扬他的爱。
And to be an instrument of God's grace.
成为他恩典的器皿。
Proclaiming God's great salvation,
传扬他的救赎
that people may be saved from their sins and come into a new life, a new relationship with Jesus.
让人们脱离他们的罪，而来到神的面前，与神有亲近的关系，而拥有新生命。
And as we go into the new year, we're going to be focusing on this term engage.
而当我们在迈入新的一年的时候，我们教会也会有一个新的主题，叫做尾声。
And actually, we can, as a church, be engaged in God's saving, a desire for God's saving act.
我们身为一个教会，应当委身于神要救赎人民的这一个举动。
Because early in the year, in January, the student fellowship is having their annual mini gospel camp.
在一月的时候，学生团契将会举行福音营。
And from what I've heard, over 100 people have signed up.
直到现在，我们已经有上百位人报名参加。
And there's been much organization and planning.
我们需要很多的计划还有组织。
But we as a church body, even if we're not going to be attending that, can be a part of, can be engaged in that camp.
而我们身为教会的一体，虽然不能参加，但是我们能够想办法去参与事工。
Because we can pray.
我们可以祷告。
And so I would encourage you to pray for the gospel camp.
所以我也鼓励你为福音营来到祷告。
Pray that God would use the speakers and use the time of fellowship and interaction to bring those who don't know Him into a saving relationship with God.
来求神能够用这一段时间来打开参与者的心，来让他们与神更亲近。
And so we've sent out a link. You can sign up to fast and pray.
我们会发出一个连接，你可以就是注册来祷告。
But even beyond that, we can begin to pray for our neighbors and our friends and coworkers, and pray that they can indeed also come into a saving relationship with our Lord Jesus.
除了福音营以外，我们平常每日也可以为我们身边的人、我们的邻居、我们的同事来到祷告，祷告他们能够在最终被救赎。
Because ultimately, that is God's desire.
因为这是神的旨意。
That people will fear the Lord your God forever.
人们能够就是来到来敬畏他，我们的神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
And Lord, for the words of this exile.
感谢你让我们读到这位流放者的话语。
Who, in spite of all of the trial and turmoil in their life,
他虽然在生命中的苦难当中
and the life of their community and nation,
还有他们社区的苦难当中
they nonetheless turned their eyes upon you,
还来到转向你
remembered your goodness and grace,
来纪念你的伟大，纪念你的恩典
and sought to be an instrument in your world.For you.
而祈求成为你的器皿。
And Lord, help us to live that out in our lives today.
主啊，求你让我们活出这样的一份爱。
Thanking you for your great salvation.
来时时感谢你的救赎。
In Christ's name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣之名。
Amen.
Amen.